I'm just saying.
Take me out to the ball game.
In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash.
Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. Now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
By the home team, and if they I don't win, it's a shame, cause there's a one, two, a three strikes to have at your ball game, yeah.
What's that way all the time? I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Just trying to stay in a positive light and focus on the improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad, everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that makes kids better by playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped, Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good in the roof for the home team. Any day, don't win, is a shame.
Now, whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network and TSRNSports.com.
This is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
bitches talking behind my back. Is that it just been coming back to me? If it was on for a second, I was back to me. The you had to be. This ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that thing I didn't have to do, man. This is why my owner was mad at me.
Welcome to Phillips Field in Alvin, Texas, as we get set for day two of this 2017 baseball season. Doubleheader coming up today between the Temple College Leopards and the Alvin College Dolphins. Temple played two games yesterday against Galveston. They won the first game 10-8, but lost the second game 7-3, so they come in with a 1-1 record. Alvin played one nine-inning game yesterday, and they defeated Brookhaven 15-6. Temple coming up to bat. Let's take a look at their starting lineup leading off. It'll be the left fielder, Jalen Brooks, batting second, playing third. It'll be Jacob Stegen, batting third and catching is Baylor Rowlett. Batting fourth and DHing is Mason Furlong. Batting fifth and right field is going to be Preston Masick. Batting sixth, the shortstop is Joey Orsak. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Michael Davila. Batting eighth, playing first, Adam Peterson. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, Jake Johnston. Top three in your Temple lineup is Brooks, Stegen, Rowlett. Middle three, Furlong, Masick, Orsak. And the bottom three is Davila, Peterson, and Johnston as the first pitch is called a strike. And we are officially underway here at Alvin. First of two games, 2 7-inning games here this afternoon as the 0-1 is going to be grounded foul. Just quickly, 0-1-2 here to Jalen Brooks. Kobe Potvin was a late scratch here in this first game. He was supposed to be leading off for the Leopards. Jalen Brooks was originally in the nine hole. Now he's leading off. He was a pest yesterday for Galveston. Tough to get him out as he watches that pitch sail outside. In the first game, he walked three times, scored twice. And in the second game, he was able to, well, he did get on base in the second game, but he did collect an RBI. 1-2 now. Again, to get sailed outside. Your defense here for Alvin in game one has Alexander in left field, Cannell in center field, Benavidez in right field. In the infield, Cuevas is at third, Ward is at short, Correa is at second, and Shackles is at first as the 2-2 is on its way. That's a late swing and a miss by Brooks. Here's the first out here this afternoon. The catcher for Alvin here in the first game is Garrett Gray, and on the mound for the Dolphins is number three, C.J. Carter. He just collected his first strikeout. First pitch here to Stegen is lifted to right, nearing the line to Benavidez, and near the line makes the catch. One pitch, one out for, correction, one pitch is all that's needed to retire Stegen. Stegen had four hits yesterday. And here comes Baylor Rowlett. C.J. Carter, sophomore right-hander, 6 foot, 165 pounds. Transfer from Indian River State College. First pitch hit in the hole. Ward can't get it. Goes in the left field. And Rowlett is on. He had two hits yesterday. Played one game, went 2-for-4. So that's his third hit of the season. Here's Mason Furlong. Furlong pinch hit yesterday. That was his only at bat. He had a sack fly. He hit a laser to center field in about 1 second on that sack fly. Furlong looks like an offensive tackle. This is a big boy, 6'7", 265 pounds, out of Barbers Hill High School. Bats from the left side of the plate. Swings at the first pitch, pops it up, foul territory. Cuevas, the third baseman, over, and he's going to run out of room. Cloudy, cool day here in Alvin. But today the hitters are going to like because the wind is actually blowing out. It usually blows in here at Phillips Field. It's blowing out towards left. The 0-1 comes inside. Furlong with a close stance. As he awaits this 1-1 from Carter. Here it is. Carter took something off. had Furlong out in front on that swing. That's 1-2. Rowlett takes his lead off first. 1-2. Right in there, called strike three. So Carter collects two strikeouts here in the first inning. The two-out base hit by Rowlett does no damage. We played a half inning here in game one. It's Temple nothing. Alvin coming to bat.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Get ready, because El Pollo Loco has arrived in Houston. Craving deliciously flavored fire-grilled chicken that's been marinated in an authentic recipe of fruit juices, garlic, herbs, and spices, and then fire-grilled over an open flame? El Pollo Loco has you covered. At El Pollo Loco, expert grill masters take pride in fire-grilling each and every piece of delicious citrus-marinated chicken right before your eyes. It's then hand-chopped and added to mouth-watering entrees like burritos, tostadas, bowls, salads, and quesadillas. And that's just the beginning. The creamy guacamole is prepared from scratch. The beans and rice are slow simmered to perfection. And best of all, the pico de gallo is chopped fresh throughout each day. Come by and dine in at the restaurant, or try the convenient drive-thru if you're on the go. To find a location near you, visit elpolloloco.com/Houston.
Go to the bottom of the first. Take a look at your starting lineup for Alvin. Leading off will be the second baseman, Jean Correa, batting second in right field, Ryan Benavidez. Batting third in center field, Sean Cannell. Batting fourth, the DH, Bakari Gale. Batting fifth in left field, Troy Alexander. Batting sixth at first base will be Noah Shackles. Batting seventh at third base, Eric Cuevas. Batting eighth in catching, Garrett Gray. Batting ninth will be the shortstop, Jermaine Ward. Alvin, top three in your lineup here in game one. Correa, Benavidez, Cannell, middle three, Gale, Alexander, Shackles, bottom three, Cuevas, Gray, and Ward. First pitch here to Correa in there for a strike. Getting a start here in game one for Temple, making his collegiate debut, the freshman, Cody Wolf. As he misses with his next pitch, Wolf, 6'2", 185-pounder. And Salado, Texas. 1-1. And there, it's 1-2. Yesterday, in his collegiate debut, Correa went 3-for-3 with a walk. 2-1. Or correction, 1-2. Now it's 2-2 as that pitch missed outside.
There you go now.
And Alvin put up 15 runs yesterday. 2-2 is lifted over short, but this is going to stay up enough for Johnson as Johnson makes the catch in center field for out number one. So here comes Ryan Benavidez. Benavidez went 1-for-4 yesterday, but that one hit was a home run. Sophomore, 6 foot, 205 pounds out of Corpus Christi, Texas. So a transfer from St. Mary's University as he takes low for ball one. Defense here for Temple. Rowlett is behind the plate. Stagant's at third. Orsak is at short. Davila's at second. Peterson's at first. 1-0 is fouled off. In the outfield, Brooks is in left, Johnston in center, and Masick is in right.
Here you go now.
Wolf delivers. Check swing, roller up the third baseline. Could be a tough play by Stegen, and Stegen cannot field it cleanly. Tried to short hop it and went right underneath his glove, and Benavidez is on with one out. Kind of an excuse me swing there from Benavidez. They're going to rule it a hit. So here's Sean Cannell, returning starter for Alvin. Sophomore, 5'10", 175 pounders out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Throw will chase Benavidez back to first. Brookhaven and Galveston, they're underway. They started at noon as well. They're playing 2 7-inning games. Now the first pitch of Cannell misses outside for ball one. The other Region 14 South team in action today is San Jacinto. They play two games up in Tyler. Wolf will make another throw over to first. Wolf coming set. Delivers, misses outside. 2-0. And Temple won the first game yesterday 10-8. However, they led 10-2 going in the bottom of seventh, and Galveston almost was able to come back. They had the tying run at second base to end the ball game there. Benavidez bluffed going a second as Wolf now fires in a strike. And Galveston carried that momentum into game two and won 7-3. Wolf pausing. Now he's going to step off. Cannell bats from the right side of the plate. Slightly open stance. And another throw will go over to first. Wolf really checking in on Benavidez. Stegen is even with the bag at third. Now the 2-1. Ground ball right side through that big hole into right field for a base hit. Benavidez will hold at second. And Alvin threatening here in the bottom of the first. Peterson, the first baseman, was holding on Benavidez, and there's a big hole on the right side of the infield, and Cannell found it. That brings up Bakari Gale, sophomore. 6'4", 175 out of Georgia. Transfer from Spartanburg Methodist College. First pitch, fouled off. For Cannell, he had two hits yesterday, so that's his third hit of the season. Gale went 1-for-5. Wolf will turn and look Benavidez back to second base. Peterson's not holding on Cannell at first. He's playing in front of him. Stegen still even with the bag at third. Now the 0-1. And he went around to Gale. Now the pitch gets away from Rowlett, and the runners will move up. Score that as a wild pitch on strike two. It's Benavidez. Now third base, Cannell's now at second base. Also takes away the possibility of a inning-ending ground ball double play. Middle infield will stay back. They'll concede this first run. Corner infielders, though, are playing in a step or two. The 0-2. Outside. Wolf delivers, and that's a swing and a miss. It gets off the glove of Rowlett, but the runners will not try to advance. Rowlett throws down first to complete the strikeout. There's out number two. So now it's going to be up to Troy Alexander. Six-four, 217-pound sophomore is Alexander out of Missouri City, Texas. Transfer from Cisco College. Alexander went 2-for-4 yesterday. Both those hits left the yard, including a grand slam. Had six RBIs. Bats from the left side of the plate. Takes a strike. Wolf coming set, kicks and fires, misses inside. Wolf delivers and fouling it back behind the plate is Alexander, and he's now down in the count. One and two.
Let's go.
Wolf takes a peek at the runners, brings the 1-2, and that's low. Alexander not chasing. Wolf trying to get out of this first inning jam. He's one strike away. 2-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground to second base. Davila up with it. Fires over to first, and Wolf does get out of this first inning jam. Reducing that ground ball out. Alvin, no runs, two hits, two men left in scoring position. We've played one here in game one. No score between Temple and Alvin.
Here we go.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. He cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. Last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
First pitch here in the top of the second inning misses. Preston Masick leading off for Temple. 1-0. Hit on the ground to second. Down on one knee as Correa has it. Flips over to first, and that retires Masick for out number one. Here's Joey Orsak. He started both games yesterday. takes ball one. Orsak had one hit, walked twice, hit a sack fly. Orsak, freshman out of Bryan, Texas, went to Bryan Rutter High School. Takes a strike. Just a little bit low. 2-1. Carter in his windup misses inside. Now it's 3-1.
Let's go, bud.
Hitters count here for Orsak, 3-1. Watches that pitch at the inside corner, 3-2. Full count pitch on its way, and it's going to be called strike three. Third strikeout for Carter. Two down. Here's Michael Davila. Davila did not play yesterday. Freshman out of Waco, Texas. 5'10", 165 pounds as he takes ball one. Is fouled off. Now 2-1.
Here you go, Mikey. Let's go. 2-1.
We got two. We got two.
Carter just misses the outside corner with his next pitch. Now 3-1. Here to Davila. Adam Peterson would be next. Carter delivers. Swing and a foul tip back in the mitt of Gray. That'll run the count full, 3-2. High chopper to third. Cuevas waiting on it. Now makes the long throw across the diamond, and it's in time. And that completes a 1-2-3 inning for Carter. Over the bottom of the second. And we're still scoreless here between Temple and Alvin.
Is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country, because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Noah Shackles will lead off here for Alvin in the bottom of the second. 6-7-8 hitters due up in the lineup for the Dolphins. Eric Cuevas and then Garrett Gray will come to the plate. First pitch to Shackles. In there for a strike. The 0-1. This is just a little bit high. One. There's a strike. 1-2. Wolf. Drops a breaking ball right into the zone, and Shackles is caught looking. Second strikeout for Wolf. Here's Eric Cuevas. Cuevas went yard yesterday. Sophomore, 5'11", 185, out of Porter, Texas. First pitch outside, ball one. One oh is low, so Wolf falls behind 2-0. Wolf kicks, fires ground ball to third on one hop. Stegen has it. Makes an accurate throw over to first, and that retires Cuevas. Wolf now has two outs. And here comes Garrett Gray. Gray, redshirt freshman, 5'10", 195 pounds. He's out of Sugar Land, Texas. Transfer from Tulane at University as he takes ball one. One-oh. Popped up, foul, and out of play. One. Didn't miss by much for ball two. Gray's going to be headed off to West Point next year. As he lines this one in the left, and that is going to fall in front of Brooks. Brooks trying to make a diving catch, and now gets behind him, backed up by center fielder Johnson, and holding at second will be Gray. So he has himself a two-out double. That gets Jermaine Ward to the plate. Ward, freshman, a redshirt freshman, out of Round Rock, Texas, Cedar Ridge High School. Wolf turns and looks Gray back to second. First pitch line, foul right side. Ward looking for his first hit here in 2017. Went 0-for-4 yesterday. Gray takes his lead off second. Dale one, low and outside. Gray did not play yesterday, so I guess that's safe to assume that's his first collegiate hit. One. Low and outside, leadoff man. John Correa awaits on deck. 2-1 is your count here to Ward. And now Rowlett's going to make his way to the mound to have a few words here with Wolf. Galveston has a 1-0 lead over Brookhaven. They're playing 2 7-inning games down on the island. Galveston got a home run by Henley. So it's 1-0 Galveston in the third inning. 2-1 now. Slow chopper to short. Orsak has it now. Makes a throw over to first, and that retires Ward and the Dolphins here in the second. Two out, double by Gray. Does not hurt the Leopards. We'll go with a third. Scoreless here between Temple and Alvin.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit Gridiron Heroes.
Go to the third inning for Temple. Be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters. Two up, Adam Peterson, Jake Johnston, and Jalen Brooks. Opening weekend here of the 2017 season. Alvin will play next Saturday. Be right back here at Phillips Field. Doubleheader against Angelina. Temple will head off to Blinn next Friday. As Blinn will open up their 2017 season next Friday. Now, first pitch here in the third is a slow roller foul up the third baseline. Region 14 favorite San Jacinto get underway around 1 o'clock today. San Jacinto, the defending Region 14 champions. Carter fires in strike 2. If anybody can unseat San Jacinto this year, the 0-2. Nice looking pitch there by Carter. Started inside, but came back and clipped the inner half of the plate. Peterson caught looking. Strikeout number 4 for Carter. And the preseason pulls 3 of them. One has San Jacinto 4, one has him 5, and one has him number 1 overall. Bunt being shown here by Johnson, lays it down. Carter comes off the mound, bare hands, fires over to first. What a play there by Carter. Good bunt by Johnson. Put it where he needed to. It was just a better play there by Carter to retire out number 2. Back to the top we go with Jalen Brooks. Pitch comes inside. Brooks started to swing, and he was able to hold up for ball 1. One 0 is lifted to center. Cannell over a few steps, makes the catch, and that's another 1-2-3 inning for Carter. He's now retired 7 in a row. We'll go to the bottom of the third. We're still scoreless here in game one.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you're chasing, exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
In the bottom of the third, top of the Alvin lineup, two up. Sean Correa will take ball one. Ryan Benavidez and Sean Cannell will follow Correa. 1-0. Lifted and to left. Orsak, the shortstop, is out, but he's going to give way to the center fielder, Johnson. And Johnson makes a catch for out number one. So here's Ryan Benavidez. Benavidez got an infield single first time up. Breaking ball from Wolf, misses up and away. Slam down the right field line over his Masick. He can't get it. This will be extra bases here for Benavidez, I think. But the throw comes in from Masick, I believe, just a little bit offline. And that is a double for Benavidez. Boy, Masick got it back in the infield pretty quick. Throw was just a little bit offline. Benavidez has his second hit. Benavidez is able to turn on that pitch. And here's Sean Cannell. Cannell singled to left his first time up. Zach Ellis, assistant coach, running down the signs up the third base line. For Cannell, steps in. Now, first pitch. Fouled off for strike one. Now the 0-1. Ground ball. Diving stop there by Davila. Second baseman gets up, throws over to first. Keeping his toe on the bag was Peterson to complete the out of Cannell. Moving to third is Benavidez. It's going to be up to Bakari Gale here for Alvin.
Yeah, great.
First pitch lifted into right center. Masick over. Looks like he's got a beat on it, and he makes a running catch for out number three. One out double does not hurt Wolf. We'll head to the fourth inning. Still scoreless here between Temple and Alvin in game one.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Go to the fourth. 2-3-4 hitters due up here from Temple. Jacob Stagan bat first. He takes strike one. Stagan swung at the first pitch he saw and flied out to right back in the first inning. The 0-1. This is the inside corner. Stagan started both games yesterday, had two hits in both of them. Three singles and a triple. Slow chopper to short. Ward coming in, has it. Low throw and unable to dig it out is Shackles, and Stagan will be on base here to lead off the Temple fourth inning. E6 on the play on the low throw from Ward. First error of the ball game. Here's Baylor Rowlett. He singled first time up. Showing bunt is Rowlett, and he waved and missed at the bunt attempt for strike one. Stagan is just the second base runner here for Temple. Yeah, one not showing bunt this time, and it comes in and it clips Rowlett in the leg. So an error, now a hit by pitch, and Temple's got runners at first and second for Mason Furlong. Furlong 0 for 1, showing bunt, and he bunts it down the third baseline. Cuevas coming in, fields it. That's time, makes a play over to first. That's a sack bunt by the 6-7 Mason Furlong. Stagan goes to third, Rowlett goes to second. Temple trying to get a lead here in the fourth inning. Gray's going to have a few words here with Carter before the first pitch to Masick.
Hey,
Ward and Correa up the middle. They're going to play back. They'll concede the run by Stegen at third. Cuevas, even with a bag at third. Same with Shackles over there at first. Now first pitch to Masick. It's high, ball one. Masick 0 for 1, grounded out to second. Masick calls for time. Yesterday in the two games, Masick. This is lined to right. Benavidez has a jump on it, makes a catch, tagging up. And coming to play to Stegen, the throw will go to second. And that's a sack fly by Masick. It's 1-0, Temple. Temple executing a run with the sack bunt. Now the sack fly. Holding it second is Rowlett. Now Alvin's going to get a peel at third.
Called time. Oh, I'm sorry. Now he has to start.
Again, head coach Jason Schreiber of Alvin wants to appeal over there at third. Come on. He's out. They're going to call him out. So Stegen apparently left too early. The run comes off the board. Now head coach Craig McMurtry at Temple is going to come out.
Yeah, how can you call that? He didn't leave early. You didn't see anything. He did not leave early. Well, then you ought to be able to hear me if I'm yelling. He didn't leave early. No, he didn't. You've got to be joking me. You what? Well, your judgment's wrong. It's that stinking stuff. Watch a freaking game.
As you heard that conversation, McMurtry not happy. So that'll end the Temple fourth inning. No runs come across. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Temple nothing, Alvin nothing.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marking and all other stewardship practices and pesticide directions. The company is not approved for any product use.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
As we go to the bottom of the fourth, run coming off the board for Temple, so still scoreless. Troy Alexander batting first. First pitch to Alexander. Over ball one, Noah Shackles. Eric Cuevas will follow Alexander. Alexander headed off to University of Arkansas, Little Rock, as he chops that one foul right at the plate.
Good hack, baby, good hack.
Get right here.
Next pitch. Good looking breaking pitch there from Wolf. Called strike two. Next pitch is lifted over third. Brooks, though, was shading towards the line, and Brooks was able to get there on the run to make the catch for out number one. tackle, showing bunt. Pulls it back, takes a little bit high for ball one. Next pitch. That one's going to be called a strike. Next pitch low and outside. Two, one. Joint bunt, shackles, but he waved and missed at it. Two and two now.
Hey, battle up, win it, kid.
Hey, find a way now,
bud. Use that.
22, you good here, babe.
2-2 from Wolf. Good. Breaking ball outside. Shackles has worked at full. Three, two. Half swing there by Shackles. One hopper right back to Wolf as he jogs over to first and underhand tosses it to Peterson to retire Shackles. Wolf gave up a couple hits in the first inning, but he was able to get out of that jam, and since then he's settled down. He's getting up four hits overall. There's Eric Cuevas. Cuevas is 0 for 1. Slowing the first pitch here and pops up foul. Yeah, one. Like the slider misses outside. One, one. Fastball is high. Two and one. Two ones, grounded to third behind the bag, but the home plate umpire is going to rule it a foul ball. Two, two. Third ball's low. Cuevas not offering at it. Three, two. Popped up. Well, that looks like that'll get out of play. Peterson, first baseman, giving it a look, but it will get out of play. Wolf has not walked anybody yet. He's going to deliver the 3-2 again to Cuevas. And that's going to be a swing and a miss. Cuevas out in front. Strikeout number three for Wolf. Has himself a 1-2-3 fourth inning. We'll go with the fifth. Temple nothing, Alva nothing.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Carter ready to begin his fifth inning as Joey Orsak leads off. First pitch swing, fouling it down the third base line is Orsak for strike one. So far through four innings for Carter, he's allowed just one hit, no walks, four strikeouts. Dale one, right in there, 0-2. Michael Davila and Adam Peterson will bat next. The 0-2. Saw that last inning in which the pitch started inside, but it comes back and hits the inside corner. Orsak is frozen at the plate. Strikeout number five for Carter. First pitch is low to Davila for ball one. Davila's 0 for 1, grounded out to third back in the second inning. Swung on and missed. One one. Bounced up there.
Blue.
Carter set, delivers. Ball is lifted down the right field line. Shackles and Benavidez giving chase down to foul territory, and Shackles gave it a try. He's unable to make the catch. It's now 2-2. Here to Davila. Here it is. Ground ball to second. Correa coming in a step or two. Has it. Fires over to first. Two quick outs here for Carter. Here's Adam Peterson. First pitch just misses the outside corner for ball one. Got a piece of it to Peterson as he foul tipped it back into the mitt of Gray. 1-1. Carter delivers, and that's going to hit Peterson. Second hit batter by Carter. Temple now has a two-out base runner for Jake Johnston, the ninth-place hitter. First pitch, swing and a miss by Johnston. Yeah, one. Low and inside, 1-1. Johnston in his first at bat tried to lay down a bunt. He laid down a pretty good bunt, but Carter came off the mound toward the third base line, barehanded and made a strike over to first to just nip Johnston. 1-1. That's going to hit the outside corner. Johnston, a sophomore, 5'10", 145 out of Waxahachie, as Carter makes a snap throw over to first. One, two. Swing and a miss by Johnston. Strikeout number six for Carter. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Temple nothing, Alvin nothing.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
Wolf set to begin his fifth inning of work as Garrett Gray comes to the plate. 8-9-1 hitters due up here for the Dolphins. Jermaine Ward, and it'll be Jean Correa. So far for Wolf, four innings. Four hits, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. Gray, 1-for-1. As Wolf misses high for ball one. Gray doubled back in the second inning. One oh. Ground ball to third on one hop. Dagan has it near the bag at third, and kind of makes a low throw over there at first, with Peterson able to hang on for out number one. Here's Jermaine Ward. First pitch. High chopper to short. Forsak waiting on it, and then it eats him up alive. He can't make the play. Ward is safe. Alvin got a one-out base runner. E6 is the ruling. Here's Sean Correa. He's flying out twice to Johnston out in center field. Fouls off the first pitch, does Correa for strike one. Here you go, JC. Come on, JC. Five hits in the ball game, four of them by Alvin. Each team now with an error, but we are still waiting for the first run. Wolf will make a throw over to first. Wolf set, delivers. Correa. That was a back for strike two.
I got a battle now.
Better two strike hitter there is, baby.
Let's go. Ward not going. The 0-2 is a high fastball.
Hey, come on, JC. Here we go. Win it.
Wolf will make a snap throw over to first.
Get the dirt, man.
Wolf looking in. Now coming set. Delivers a 1-2, and that's a breaking ball outside. Rowlett. Had to get out of his crouch to block that one. Counts 2-2 now to Correa. Ward leads off first, not going 2-2. And that is going to be called strike three. Low strike call, strikeout number four for Wolf. So here's Benavidez. He's 2-for-2, a single and a double. First pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Another snap throw, closer play this time over there at first, but Ward back in safely. Benavidez has an open stance from the left side of the plate. The 0-1, up and away. Ward again will be chased back to first. There was some action in the Temple bullpen, but now that has stopped. 1-1 is high. A little bit bigger lead this half from Ward, and he's going. Pitches outside. Throw down is going to be in time. Nice throw by Rowlett. Ward caught stealing to end the fifth inning. Error does not hurt Temple. We'll go to the sixth. Still scoreless here in game one.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country, because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Carter still out there for Alvin as he begins a sixth inning of work, throwing ball one. Top of the Temple lineup here, Jalen Brooks, followed by Jacob Stegant, and then Baylor Rowlett. Brooks is 0 for 2. 1-0. Hits the inside corner. On one. Ground ball off the glove of Carter. Cameras to the shortstop Ward, who has it. His throw over to first, though, is going to be in time. I thought the throw was going to pull Shackles off the bag, but apparently Shackles was able to keep his toe still on the bag. And now McMurtry pops out of the dugout. He's now over at the first base umpire behind the bag at first. That's going to be a 1-6-3 on the putout. First base umpire pointing out to McMurtry as Shackles still had his toe on the bag as he stretched out on that throw from Ward.
Come on, Mike. Come on, baby.
McMurtry now back in the dugout.
Wow.
So now here's Jacob Stegant. First pitch. That's going to be a looper right to Correa, the second baseman, who makes a catch. Just like that, two outs. Here's Baylor Rowlett. He's been on both times. Single. And he was hit by a pitch. First pitch didn't miss by much for ball one. Rowlett, sophomore out of College Station High School. Another close pitch called ball two. Up and in. A scoreless game here in the sixth inning. You wouldn't be surprised to see Rowlett have the green light here on 3-0. As Carter delivers, instead Rowlett will watch that one hit the strike zone, 3-1.
Hold back.
Carter delivers. This one's popped up foul over us behind the plate. Here in the press box, counts now full, 3-2. Three, two. Now back to the screen. We'll do it again. Neither pitcher has issued a walk thus far. Can Carter keep that streak going? As he said to deliver the 3-2 again, here it is, and that's going to be popped up foul. I think that's going to get out of play. Shackles and Gray over. He'll hit right on top of the Alvin dugout. Two again. Boy, that is roped foul. Boy, did Rowlett turn on that one. Never even saw it land. Long foul ball. 3-2. That's going to be upstairs, and Rowlett able to work a walk. Rowlett is on for the third straight time. It's Mason Furlong to the plate. First pitch swing pops it up behind third. Cuevas, Ward, Alexander now in foul territory. Alexander overruns it. It drops harmlessly, foul for strike one. The 0-1, here it is. That's a ground ball to second. Correa knocks it down. Still has time as he picks it up. Fires over to first. Retires Furlong and the Leopards. Here in the sixth, no runs, no hits. One man left. Bottom of the sixth we go. Still scoreless.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in Lake City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher coming in for Temple. Number 24, Taylor Barksdale, sophomore. 6'2", 225 out of Burnett, Texas. So Wolf's day is done. The freshman in his first start goes five innings. Four hits, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. As he gives way to Barksdale. Ryan Benavidez leading off. Takes high, ball one. Two, three, four hitters due up here for Alvin. Trying to break a scoreless tie. Benavidez pops this one up to the left. Brooks over in fair territory. Makes the catch. Route number one. First time Benavidez has been retired. He's now two for three. Here comes Sean Cannell. Cannell one for two. First pitch by Barksdale. Misses outside, ball one. Next pitch, misses high, ball two. Cannell. Up in the count here, 2-0. Next pitch, chopper. Right into the Temple dugout, 2-1 now. Barksdale in his windup delivers. He hits the lower portion of the strike zone, 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed as Barksdale records his first strikeout. We have a pinch hitter here for Gale. Be number 28, Ruben Almaguer, sophomore. 5'11", 195 out of Deer Park, Texas. First pitch, outside, ball one.
Hey, we're in a ball game, boys. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Come on, Ruben. Here we go, Ruben.
Come on, baby.
Let's go, Ruben. Raise your hand, kid. Raise your hand. Don't you raise your hand, kid.
1-0. It is low. So Almaguer up in the count, 2-0. Barksdale delivers. That's a liner over second into right center. Masick will fire it back in to hold Almaguer to a single. Hit number five for Alvin.
Let's go, TJ. Let's go.
Here's Troy Alexander. It looks like I think we're going to have a pinch runner. And we are for Almaguer at first. It's going to be number 27, Braden Bonson. Freshman, 6'1", 175 out of Cypress, Texas, Cy Creek High School.
Go, T.J.!
Alexander's 0 for 2. First pitch. It's the inside corner. 0-1.
Come on,
go, TJ Ram, baby.
Let's go, Wanaka, kid.
What's that, TJ? Come on, TJ, get a red band on Wanaka.
Boston leads off from first. Not going 0-1. Close pitch. Where's called a ball? 1-1.
Let's go,
1-1.
Let's go,
1-1. Chops foul right at home plate.
You good, baby? Somewhat. Check that. Battle up now, kid. Battle up. Nobody better. Nobody better.
Keep swinging. Keep swinging. 1-2.
Nobody better. Nice and smooth. Let's go.
Bonson's your runner at first. Two outs. Your counts 1-2 here to Alexander. As Barksdale, in his windup, delivers ground ball in the hole. Second baseman Davila moving to his left. Fields it now. Throws over to first and gets Alexander for out number three. Two out hit for Alvin. Does not amount to anything. We'll head to the seventh inning. Here in game one, still scoreless.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Go to the seventh inning. CJ Carter's day is done on the mound for Alvin. He went six innings, allowing just one hit. No runs, one walk, six strikeouts. He's going to give way to Cole Pletka. Freshman right-handed pitcher, 6'7", 245 out of Richmond, Texas, Fort Bend Travis High School. First pitch by Pletka, low outside, ball one. Preston Masick leading off here for Temple. Joey Orsak, Michael Davila will follow. 5, 6, 7 hitters. One oh. In there for a strike. One, one, outside, 2-1. Pletka kicks and fires, paints the outside corner, 2-2. And that is low and outside in the dirt. Full count now to Masick leading off here in the seventh inning. Last inning scheduled in our 2 7-inning games, unless, of course, we are tied after this inning. We'll keep playing.
Let's go
3-2. Close pitch called ball four. And Temple has got the leadoff man on. And we're going to have a pinch runner at first. Seth Spinn. So Spinn, your go-ahead runner at first for Joey Orsak. Orsak 0 for 2. Probably will be bunting. Wave is coming in at third. Instead, Plefka throws over to first. A low throw. Shackles went down on the ground to block it. Now Plefka coming set, showing bunt to Orsak. Pulls it back, takes a strike. Showing bunt again, waving and missing at it is Orsak. And now it's 0-2. Let's see if the strategy changes here with Orsak having two strikes. Spinn leads off from first, not going to go to, not showing bunt, and that's going to be called strike three. First strikeout for Pletka. Here's one big out. Here's Michael Davila.
Watch it, E. Watch it, E.
There goes Spinn. And this one's going to be tap foul for strike one. Looks like it could have been a hit and run there put on by Temple. Pletka will check on Spinn over at first. Looking ahead at the bottom of the seventh. 6, 7, and 8 hitters will be due up for Alvin. Shackles, Cuevas, and Gray. Now the 0-1. In there for strike two. Again, Pletka will check on spin. Now Pletka coming set. There goes spin. The 0-2 swung on and missed. Throw down is offline. Stolen base for spin. He is now in scoring position. Davila, however, strikes out. So there's now two outs in the inning. This will not be Peterson coming to the plate for Temple, pinch hitter.
Let's go, Cole.
So here is Kobe Potvin. Late scratch here in game one. He was supposed to start.
Come on, Kobe. Come on, Kobe.
hot man, had four hits yesterday. Yeah, two doubles and two singles. Went 4 for 6. I get 4 for 7. First pitch. In there for strike one. So Pletka gets ahead of Potvin. Hill one. And that's in there for strike two. Pletka. Can he get out of this inning? The 0-2. Ground ball to short. Ward has it. Low throw, but it's dug out by Shackles at first. And that will retire the side. Leadoff walk does not hurt Pletka in his debut. He comes back to get the next three hitters. And we will head to the bottom of the seventh. Alvin with a chance to walk it off. Back in a minute here on the network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Barksdale will stay in here for Temple. Getting his second inning of work in relief. Noah Shackles leading off. Takes high for ball one. Outside. 2-0. Eric Cuevas, Garrett Gray scheduled to bat after Shackles. 2-0. Hopped up, foul, and out of play. Temple, no runs, one hit, one error. Alvin, no runs, five hits, one error. Ball to center will hold up for Johnson. Johnson makes a catch for out number one. Eric Cuevas, who's 0 for 2. First pitch outside, ball one.
Hey, great approach. Know your zone. Let's go. Know your zone. Great approach. Come on, kid. Come on, Eric.
1-0.
Yep.
And then there's a high strike called, 1-1.
Come on, baby. A lot of confidence. Come on, kids.
1-1. Fouled right back to the screen. Barksdale in his windup. 1-2. Oh, and that's going to come in and hit. Cuevas in the shoulder. Pitch got away from Barksdale. And now Alvin's got the game-winning run on base for Garrett Gray. New first baseman in for Temple. It's Jacob Alexander. Gray, 1-2.
No way.
And he was able to just call time before Barksdale was able to release that pitch. Gray doubled back in the second inning. Now first pitch. Up and away, ball one. Gray in the leg. And Cuevas now moves to second. He's in scoring position. Back to back hit batters. Now first and second. One out for Jermaine Ward, the ninth place hitter, and Craig McMurtry is on his way to the mound. No one's throwing in the Temple bullpen. Be only the second time in the ball game Alvin's had two runners on base. They had two runners on in the first inning.
Let's win a ball game right here. Let's win a ball game. Come on. Let's win
a ball game. The conference at the mound is over with.
A lot of confidence, too.
Come on,
man.
Hey, let's go, man. Gotta come see you. Come on,
man. Let's go, man.
Let's go.
Hey, guys,
everybody
good.
Up right here.
Ward in the box, Barksdale looking in. Ward's 0-2, reached on an E6 last time up. Showing bunt, pulls it back, takes a strike. Game-winning run, Cuevas leads off at second. Gray does the same at first, the 0-1. Way high.
Great approach right here, a lot of confidence too. Nobody better, baby, let's go.
Come on,
two.
Come on,
now two.
Come on,
man.
Come
on, man.
Come on, man.
Here we go, man.
Come on, man.
Barksdale takes a peek at Cuevas at second. Brings a 1-1. Ground ball in the hole in the left field for a base hit. Cuevas being waved home. And he'll score. Alvin wins the first game 1-0. Walk-off RBI single by Jermaine Ward. Scores Cuevas. And Alvin will go to 2-0 on the season, and Temple will lose their second consecutive game, and they'll go to 1-2, as that will conclude our first game of the day. Barksdale will take the loss, and Pletka will get the win here for Alvin as he came in and pitched a scoreless seventh inning. As the first game here is in the books, game number two coming up in about 30 minutes. Around 2:15 will be the first pitch in that one. Another seven-inning game coming up. Temple now will try and salvage this doubleheader, and Alvin will now go for the sweep. And the only scoring coming right now, as Cuevas with one out was hit by a pitch. Gray was also hit by a pitch for runners first and second. Then we just had the single by Ward scoring Cuevas. No runs, one hit, one error for Temple. One run, six hits, one error for Alvin. As we'll step out for about 20 minutes when we'll come back on around 2:05 to get you set up for game two of our doubleheader. 1-0 your final here in game one. Back in 20 minutes.
Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend. Take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, a smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza. Oh, yes, we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. TSRN Social Networks. Tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Grand Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
burning.